Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time now to change the subject. We're talking about off the air, which nobody cares about, to what we have going on the air. This is the portion of each hour where we focus on music. And our focus right now are the top five songs from this week in 1983. At number five, Michael Jackson got two songs in the top five this week. First one at the number five position, Billie Jean. So we ought to listen to a little of this, I guess, Richie.
A lot of it.
Most everybody likes this. Knows this song. At the beat. It's a variety of music in this week. So number five is Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. From this week in 1983, number four belongs to Greg Kinley. Greg Kin Band, actually.
Greg Kin Band.
Thank you, Greg Kin Band. You remember this song?
Oh,
My Life is in Jeopardy.
I'm lost in Jeopardy.
I thought it was My Life's in Jeopardy.
We're out of it.
Oh, Weird Al's is so good. Don't be funny now.
It's later than you think. All right, so Molly, what are your tastes in music as we listen to some of this stuff? I don't know that I know what Kenny and Richie are about musically. I don't know what you're about musically.
Vast, very vast musical tastes, yeah.
So
I like
from what to what?
Jazz, classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a huge fan of heavy metal, not a fan of rap, and older country.
Oh, so your taste about the same as mine.
Yeah.
excuse me, in terms of what we sort of get out of modern music, that sounds old, I suppose, for me to say it that way, but what do you get out of current, we call it in the music business, current hits?
Well, there's a band called Cage the Elephant that I love.
Really?
There's some really good new music out
there's,
of new bands.
There's still great music being made. It's just not being played on the radio.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, number three this week, 1983 is the year. Styx is the band.
Ow.
Mr. Roboto.
Gotta love the 80s and synthesizers.
Yeah, I don't like this. I like Styx, but I never liked this song. All right, number two, another Michael Jackson tune. Don't need to spend much time with that because I want to spend a lot of time with the number one song from this week in 1983, which is just a great, great, great pop hit. It is. It's one of those great songs you cannot. I mean, everybody knows. Okay, remember Michael Jackson. Dexy's Midnight Raiders, or Runners rather, and Along the Road. How many people have not heard or remember Come On Eileen? Crank it up, Richie. British group or Australian, Kenny?
Irish.
Irish group. Irish. Okay, thank you. Close. Here we go. This, you can't help but wrap yourself around the music in this song. Can't help but get into it. Crank it up.
Shut up.
So. Molly can sing or not yet. I know Richie can't, and I'm sure Kenny can't. I know I can.
Do you think they felt ridiculous while they were in the studio recording this?
I don't think they felt ridiculous after they started cashing the checks.
Right.
I think they were probably playing this in some Irish pub every single night of the week, and everybody was just drunk and having fun.
Just got onto it. Yeah, this is a good drinking song.
It is better when you drink,
Yeah. Better when you drink, really. That's good to know. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute in Amon Town.
Stephen Mann, Wiley, Texas. Just bought a new bike. We'll go down to Rick Fairless's Stroker there in Dallas.
The TV show.
That is where they film the reality show. Yeah.
Stroker's Dallas, a great place to go. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute bought a bike from Rick Fairless.
I actually bought it from Rick, and they were interviewing Rick on TV, and Kim didn't know that they were doing it, and she walked right by the camera. And Rick goes, "You didn't see that camera?" He goes, "No." He goes, "Well, it looks like you're going to be on TV, dude."
Rick lost the show.
Even though the show's canceled, he still is real active in bike runs and rallies and supporting just local bikers. Give them a place to go and a place to come cool off, a place to get a beer or whatever, and it's a great place to go.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Follow your passion is bad advice. Life is a dance. Passion is your partner.
So when you're looking for an opportunity, don't follow your passion. Lead it.
You lead by finding the 1-2-3 rhythm in the song.
First, proficiencies. What comes easy for you that others find difficult?
Second, people. Look for people with a problem that intersects with your passions and proficiencies. But that's not quite enough. You need one more thing.
Third, profit. You need a solution to their problem for which they will gladly pay. And you make money. Money makes the dance fun.
So lead your passions to find an opportunity that becomes a giving companion. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers. So buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. Now playing in theaters.